欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以获取更多其他节目哦。We're talking about effective ways to reduce your children's time on smartphones. 来聊一聊减少孩子使用智能手机时间的一些有效方法。Put the phone out of their sight. 把电话放在他们看不见的地方。In order for your children to give up his habit of using his phone, parents need to be a good role model. Parents should only use electronic devices when sitting at their desks. Limit the use of these devices in front of children.Do not encourage children to use the phone too soon. During the time when the whole family lives together, like gathering around a tray of rice, family members should participate in chatting, discussing, and asking more about children. When children do not see the phone, they will not nag to ask for a play.But will focus on activities other than the whole family.
为了让你的孩子改掉使用手机的习惯，父母需要做一个好榜样。家长只能坐在课桌前使用电子设备，在孩子面前限制使用这些设备，不要鼓励孩子过早的使用手机。在全家人聚在一起，围坐在一盘饭旁的这段时间里，家庭成员应该参与聊天。讨论和询问更多关于孩子的事情。当孩子看不见手机的时候，他们不会唠唠叨叨的去要求玩，而是会去专注全家人以外的活动。
Let children participate in outdoor activities.
让孩子参与户外活动。让孩子参与户外活动。
Playing outside is a factor that helps children too. Playing outside is a factor that helps children no longer need the phone. Parents can bond with the children in the park near their home every afternoon after work. Can also let their children play badminton with their neighborhood.Can also let their children play badminton with their neighbors, or take their children to swim on weekends. Go fishing. Not only physically, but also the communication skills, creative ability, are also promoted effectively by such activities.Children will not only find fun in life, but can also interact with the outside world more than just staring at the phone screen.
在外面玩是帮助孩子们不再需要手机的一个因素。父母可以每天下午放学后带着孩子在自己家附近的公园里骑自行车，也可以让孩子和邻居打打羽毛球，或者周末带孩子去游泳、钓鱼。不仅是身体上，还有沟通技巧、创造能力，这些活动也可以有效地限制了电子设备。孩子们不仅能够在生活中找到乐趣，还能跟外界进行互动，而不仅仅是盯着手机屏幕。
Encourage your children to read.
鼓励你的孩子阅读。
Parents must set an example because children often follow their parents' behaviors. If the mother likes to read, the child will have the same habit. Reading is less interactive and of course not as exciting as a smartphone. But reading will help parents connect with children and help increase knowledge
and help increase knowledge for both parents and children. Children often exposed to books will promote their love of reading, so parents should equip a bookshelf in the home with the type that a child likes, with the types that a child likes, so they can read whenever.
父母必须以身作则，因为孩子们经常效仿父母的行为。如果父母喜欢读书，孩子也会有同样的习惯。阅读缺乏互动性，阅读缺乏互动性，当然也不像智能手机那样令人兴奋。但是阅读可以帮助父母和孩子建立关系，帮助父母和孩子都增加知识。孩子经常接触书籍，会促进他们对阅读的热爱。所以，父母应该在家里配备一个书架，孩子喜欢的类型，这样他们就可以随时阅读。
Let children do housework.
让孩子做家务。
Doing housework is good for children. So moms should practice early chores. Participating in household chores also helps children increase their time of activity and reduce the amount of playing on the phone. Get your child excited by treating chores like Get your child excited by treating chores like games. They will enjoy them more and don't feel uncomfortable. Time to do chores together is also the time when children can talk with their parents. And parents will also teach children valuable life skills during the conversation, such as teaching children like how to cook things. Simple dishes. Know interesting tips while doing housework. Know interesting tips while doing housework.
做家务对孩子们有好处，所以妈妈应该做家务。参与家务劳动还可以帮助孩子增加他们的活动时间，减少玩手机的时间。把家务当成游戏，让孩子兴趣起来，让孩子兴奋起来，他们会更加享受，也不会感到不舒服。一起做家务的时间也是孩子可以和父母交谈的时间。父母也会在交谈中教会孩子有价值的生活技能，比如说教孩子如何做饭，简单的在知道做家务时的有趣小窍门。
Choose useful and creative toys for children. Choose useful and creative toys for children.
为孩子选择有用和有创意的玩具。
For children to forget the phone, parents can let their children play at the interesting but useful toys such as Lego, puzzle, numbers, words, blocks. These are all useful toys. In children's intellectual development, we do not need to buy too many toys for children.By the things that children can create and assemble into new ones, rather than buying a toy with only one function, because it will make children quickly bored. Play with your child to make them more excited.
为了让孩子忘记手机，父母可以让孩子玩其他有趣的但有用的玩具，比如说乐高、拼图、数字、单词、积木，这些都是有用的玩具。
在儿童的智力发展中，我们不需要给孩子买太多的玩具，买一些孩子们可以自己创造并组装成新的玩具，而不是买一个只有一个功能的玩具，因为他们会让孩子很快就厌倦了。和孩子们一起玩，让他们更加兴奋。
Spend more time with your children. Many parents who are busy use the phone as a delicate babysitter to help to look after their children. That is why it is easier for children to become addicted to phones. You should spend more time with your children and talk to them. Certainly, any child would prefer to play with their parents rather than a phone.
很多忙碌的父母都把手机当成专门的保姆来照顾孩子。这就是为什么孩子们更加容易沉迷于手机。你应该花更多的时间和你的孩子在一起，和他们交谈。当然呢，比起手机，任何孩子都更喜欢父母。当然，比起手机，任何的孩子都更加喜欢和父母待在一起。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。喜欢添加我的个人微信，按下的拼音加上数字3210。